Raider Nation, every Monday at 6 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back in, Cougar Nation. I'm Mitch Harper, your BYU insider for KSL Sports. Matt Biamonte out this week. He was in California. Again, if you missed it in the opening segment, Matt and I's travel schedules were a little bit tricky this week. He's on the Pacific time zone. I was in the Eastern time zone. I had a canceled flight because of all the crazy weather in the Midwest. So it was a little bit tricky. So rolling solo this week. If you want to be part of the program, 57500 is the text line, 801-575-8255. And the question of the day today on Cougar Nation, after three games played by BYU Hoops in the Big 12, is this conference even tougher than you thought it would be? You know, Mark Pope talked about this after the win over UCF, and, well, I mean, there's just a lot of lessons learned when you play a game in the Big 12.
Every single game in this league, you kind of get to go learn a little bit more about what you can do.
That is true. You do learn a lot more things about each team when you go out and play in the Big 12 conference. Now, I will say this. I don't think the Big 12, to answer the question, I don't think it's tougher than I thought going in. And let me explain. This is the best league in college basketball. But team number one in the Big 12, I felt going into the season, would be nearly untouchable. And I didn't have a designated team per se as to who that would be. I think naturally you assume Kansas will always be that number one team. But I kind of had in my head that a number one team in this league would be somewhat untouchable. And what I mean by that is about three losses at most. And that still could be the case. But you look at Houston last week. They go two games on the road, both losses. Kansas loses at UCF, has a tough game against Oklahoma at Fog Allen. The top teams right now in the Big 12 by the standings, Baylor at 3-0, Texas Tech at 3-0, and BYU went toe-to-toe with Baylor. They were by 9 points. They had a lead. They had it right in front of them, and you could argue the officials played a big role in that. And, look, I'm willing to entertain that. I mean, the officiating in that game against Baylor was terrible. It was awful. Was that the sole reason they lost? No, not at all. But that's the top team through the first 2 weeks of Big 12 play, and BYU belonged. And I think that for the whole summer, everyone felt, when I say everyone, BYU fans, people on the outside looking at BYU thought, they're not going to look like they belong in the Big 12. They're not going to be competitive in the Big 12. And then things kind of shifted in non-conference play with how dominant BYU was. But still, there was this element of, well, this is the Big 12 now. And look, every game thus far has felt like an NCAA tournament game. These games are outstanding. I love it. I love covering this conference because the level of play is so good. But is it tougher than I thought it would be coming into the season? No, I don't feel like it's tougher. I feel like this league has done an outstanding job of understanding how to put its teams in the best position possible to get to March Madness. They have a formula. They go into non-conference. They schedule light. They will thump every team in their sight in non-conference. They'll play a few neutral site games, maybe one true road game. But then the metrics are all in their favor, and once they get to the conference play, they're all in the top 100 of the net, pretty much. 10 of the 14 teams right now in the top 100. So, yeah, if you lose a game at Baylor, it's not hurting you because you just lost to a top 15 team. You go to UCF, that's a quad one road victory. They were number 74 in the net on Saturday when BYU took them down 63-58. They've just done a fantastic job of manipulating that. But the talent in this league is very good. I still just kind of lean from an individual talent. I think the SEC's got a little more NBA, bona fide NBA draft prospects, but this league has future pros. They're going to make a living getting paid to play basketball. And it's just been outstanding. It's been so much fun to see BYU basketball competing in this league. Here's the standings through 2 weeks in the Big 12. Baylor at 3-0. Texas Tech also at 3-0. BYU's got the Red Raiders coming up on Saturday down in Lubbock. Kansas at 2-1. Iowa State, TCU, and K-State all at a logjam at 2-1. Then you have another logjam. Houston, Oklahoma, Cincinnati, Texas, West Virginia, BYU all at 1-2 in the Big 12. UCF also 1-2. Oklahoma State winless so far in the league. So it's a deep, it's a competitive league where there's no bottom in this conference. Like, West Virginia beats Texas on Saturday. And West Virginia looked like a team that was ready to be just have the floor fall from beneath them, because even though they've got a talented roster with a bunch of heralded transfers, they had the coaching scandal, they had all these issues, and then they beat a nationally ranked Texas team. Like, that's the quality of the Big 12. Is there a team in this league that will cut down the nets and win the national title? I don't know. And that's where maybe I feel like I'm not willing to say this is a league that's tougher than I expected, but the floor, teams 10 through 14 are definitely better than I was expecting coming in to the Big 12 Conference for year one for BYU. A program like BYU has elevated this league. UCF has elevated this league. You look at the personnel BYU faced from the Knights, that was a good team. You know, Diallo, C.J. Walker, Jalen Sellers, Johnny Dawkins got a good squad. They had good athletes on that team, and I was very impressed with the size that they had on that front line. And I thought, wow, UCF has come a long ways in a hurry in year one in the Big 12, and BYU still battling and competing quite nicely in this conference. And they got another tough test tomorrow as they take on the Iowa State Cyclones, which, of course, you can hear right here on KSL News Radio. Tip-off at 7, pregame at 6, here on your legacy home of the Cougars. Taking a timeout, going to get to trending up and trending down. What's going on with BYU basketball, moving up and moving down. We'll hit on that next here on Cougar Nation, and it's powered by KSL Sports.